Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Khalil joins us now, Washington, D.C. correspondent, News Nation. You see him on TV all the time. Hey, Joe, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you, John.
Any breaking news on the debate format or rules?
Not yet. We know that this is going to be an ABC debate. It's going to be September 10th. We believe no audience, which is a format that I think helped Donald Trump versus Joe Biden in the first one. I'm not sure that that'll be the same. I mean, obviously very different dynamic for the second one. We are hearing from the Harris campaign this morning. They put out a message saying, we've heard Donald Trump want to do three debates. They said, you know what, we are open to doing more debates after the September 10th one. But the campaign says that hinges on whether he actually shows up for the September 10th debate. And they say, we are not playing his games. There may be a little bit of campaign gamesmanship there, because I don't think Donald Trump has indicated he's going to skip out on September 10th. But you're seeing the rhetoric sort of heat up as both sides now anticipate what should be a very interesting night on the debate stage.
Our web poll yesterday asked our listeners if there should be an audience. 12% said yes. I was surprised it was that high. But it really is a different thing with an audience, isn't it?
It really is. And you could see the dynamic sort of change, you know, whether one person or another feels like they're getting energy or momentum from the crowd. When you take that element out, I think my personal view here, what you get is a more sort of direct debate. You saw last time, right, the CNN moderators basically asking questions. They didn't do any fact checking. It was just, here's the question, you have a chance to answer it. And it was, you know, there was no sort of distraction. If you're watching at home, you're entirely focused on what they're saying or how they're saying it, rather than the reaction that the statements are getting and whether they can sort of ride momentum in that way. So, I agree with you. I'm surprised that even 12% said, let's throw an audience in there.
Seems the three big caveats for these interviews, these debates, are studio audience, mics are cut off when the other person is speaking, and fact checking. You're saying you're hearing that, but has this been codified? Is this in concrete now that there will be no studio audience? And what do you know about fact checking? What do you know about the mics being on or off?
Yeah, we don't know yet. And we're watching. And if ABC has put out those rules, in the last few minutes or something, I might have missed it. But, as of a little while ago when we checked, they hadn't put out rules yet, although we had been hearing that they were leaning toward doing the no audience debates. I don't know about what the microphone checks will or will not do. It's actually interesting. In traditional candidates, the cutting off the mic may or may not have that much of an impact. But when you've got, a Donald Trump debate, frankly, that matters. You remember the first Biden-Trump debate back in 2020 and sort of talking, all over each other. That in itself, I think, was an element that viewers took away, and some liked it, some hated it, but just the talking over each other so much impacted the debate in a serious way. So if you make the decision that, okay, we're going to cut the mics for these guys, that actually is going to have a tangible effect on how people view what is said on both sides, I think.
I understand that if you want an unfettered look at the candidates, let them cut each other off at their own peril. Maybe they'll score points, but maybe they will distance themselves from potential voters because they don't like the way you're handling it. So maybe that's yet another expression of the candidate we should see. But some of these things have just gotten so out of hand that I'm leaning into more restrictions rather than that. How do you read the fact that Trump seems to be open to more than one debate now? What does that tell you? Is there a read on what that means? It was just going to be one more, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, as many as three. Yeah. What's the read on that?
Yeah, it really tells the story of momentum. Usually and historically, the team that's losing the election wants more debates, because a debate is an opportunity to change the momentum, to turn the race around, If you're losing, you got every incentive in the world to put the other guy out there and try to take shots. If you're winning, the incentive is the exact opposite. You don't want to debate. And when it was Biden-Trump, there was real skepticism about whether Trump was going to do a second debate with Joe Biden, simply because Biden's debate this time was arguably the worst debate we had seen in modern history. And Donald Trump was on what seemed to be a glide path after that.
Yeah.
Trump had no incentive, right, to debate again. Now the polling, I mean, Kamala Harris has all but tied the race. National polls show she's actually ahead in some national polls. In battlegrounds, she's now down one or two or some places tied, where in some polls, Biden was down seven or eight, in some cases 10. So the momentum is clearly on her side. The fundraising dollars far outweigh what Donald Trump is raising. So I think this is a very clear indication. The Trump campaign is looking at the situation going, we got to stop the momentum. We got to turn this around some way. And all of a sudden now he's got the incentive to debate more. And if you're Kamala Harris and you're her campaign, I think you're asking yourself, okay, let's see what happens in the first debate. If we do well, if it's clear that Harris is a winner in the debate by substantial margin, by polling, they may have an incentive to say, you know what, we're not going to commit to a second debate at this point. We whooped them the first time, and that's going to be it for us. We only have to lose moving forward. So let's see what the debate shows us. But I think the fact that you have Kamala Harris saying we're doing one, maybe more, and then Trump saying let's do three, shows you how the momentum has shifted in such a substantial way in just 3 weeks.
You got 30 seconds left with me. Do you have any observations about a potential vice presidential debate? How interesting would that be?
I think that is going to be very, very interesting and intriguing to watch, maybe just for political geeks like myself, because usually the public watching the VP debate, it does not really sway one way or another how they vote. I anticipate that's going to be the case again now. But just J.D. Vance and Tim Walz are very interesting characters, both very sharp in their own ways. I think it's going to be a fun debate to watch for people like me.
Joe Khalil from News Nation. Run, Joe. Always nice to talk to you. Thanks for your help today.
Hey, always great to talk to you, John. Thank you.